Have you ever noticed how often people will bury their heads in the sand to avoid facing the uncomfortable and ugly truth? But if we hope to make progress, we've got to get comfortable with the uncomfortable. Last night, I had the opportunity to attend a town hall style meeting put on by Stand Up for Idaho. And let me tell you, it was a jam-packed event, which was really exciting because that showcases the fact that we have a lot of people in our community that are waking up and finding the courage to face the truth, even if it's not pretty, even if it's a bit uncomfortable. So on this Thought Leader Thursday, joining me in studio is a couple of thought leaders. First, I have Deborah Hackey. She is a community activist, and her and I ended up sitting by each other last night at this wonderful meeting. And then, of course, joining me is Doug Toomer, and he is the founder of Stand Up for Idaho. Thank you both for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Doug, you had to be thrilled with that turnout.
Oh, yeah, I was really thrilled. It was a little unexpected, as you noticed. You came in towards almost a little late, and we were scrambling to add chairs and everything, but it was outstanding. So we had, like I said, we had over 200 people there, and everybody was very patient with us, and it turned into a really good event. I'm very pleased with it.
It really was, and I left the studio and rushed over there, and I was pleasantly surprised that they were at this point of trying to bring more chairs in to accommodate everybody. So that was exciting to me because I continue to believe that having productive dialogue is so important to our community. Deborah, I want to start off with you and kind of get your thoughts about this. But before I do that, let me get everybody up to speed. It was Sheriff Holtz talking about some of the major threats, and it was eye-opening and informative, and it was exciting to see the passion that people in our community have. So, Deborah, give us real quickly kind of your thoughts, your takeaway from all of this.
Okay. Well, it was interesting to hear his perspective because Doug had sent out a video clipping of a sheriff from Ohio, I believe. Yeah, a Sheriff Jones. And so when I watched that, it sparked some interest. And so then I thought I need to go and I need to hear and see what we're doing actually locally here in Idaho. When our sheriff agreed with a lot of things that this Sheriff Jones had said on his video, I was quite surprised and I was ready to come and hear what we're doing locally.
You know, Deborah, that video that Doug sent out, it's very jaw-dropping. And one of the things that really stood out for me in that video clip is when Sheriff Jones says, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And I think that was a major wake-up call. Doug, what was it in that video that really sparked you to want to organize this topic for one of your town halls?
Well, I guess on that video, what I think it was opportunistic. It was an opportunity that came up because he, Stand Up for Idaho for several years now, we've been trying to get people to realize that things in Idaho and around the country aren't what we want them to be. And a lot of times people think that, well, it's happening there, but not here. And so when I saw that clip, and it was a sheriff talking, he was at the National Sheriff's Association convention in Washington, D.C., I decided to send that clip to Sheriff Holtz. And Sheriff Holtz and I have built up a little bit of a relationship over the last few years because Stand Up for Idaho. And I said, is this true? Is it factual? And he got back to me and said, in essence, that it was. All of it was. There was one exception that he had that he hadn't heard. But for the most part, everything, it was factual. And that brought it home. That brought an international, a national thing that was across the country, actually brought it home to Idaho and to Bonneville County, where the Bonneville County Sheriff's saying it's the truth. And so it's like you say, it's not if, but it's when. That was part of it. But just, you have to watch that whole clip, and it just goes to show that things aren't as rosy as we wish that they would be.
Yeah, don't you think that sometimes, I mean, that is a defense mechanism. People somehow get in their mind, if we don't talk about it, it's not happening. But nothing could be further from the truth. Deborah, what have you encountered with that kind of mentality where we just want to bury our heads in the sand?
Well, a lot of times we just are so busy with our day-to-day lives. That's where I've fallen into that for many years. So now that our kids are older and kind of on their way, it's given me a chance and it's just time to be able to do a little bit more research. So it's opening my eyes to what's going on. He talked about the drugs and the fentanyl that's coming across, and that worries me. And so he says that that's real. He talked about human trafficking, that's a real thing that's happening and that he's seeing. And then just the unknown as to who's crossing the border and that they're not being vetted. And so there is a real concern that something is going to happen if we don't close down the border.
He really did make a great case for the fact that we have got to act on these border issues. It was terrifying, some of the things he pointed out about fentanyl. I mean, I knew fentanyl was bad, but wow, he really opened our eyes to just how big this problem is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we can't sit back and be apathetic anymore. We've got to realize. And so when you hear our county or our sheriff saying these things, then it's here. You know, we can't think that it's Texas, it's Arizona. You know, I've heard it said that every state is a border state because they're moving this way, and as they fill up New York and Chicago and, you know, Boise will be next, and so we've got to be ready. And I feel like we've got to be on the offense. They talked about this sheriff's association, and so it will be interesting to see. I wonder what happened after the sheriffs were able to chat with each other. Mm-hmm. You know, did it get them thinking about different ideas that they might be able to take?
And ways that they could collaborate. I'm telling you, last night's meeting was so good. And I think it just gave us a great starting point to continue these really important conversations. It really does take all of us, and I think it's important to remember that though we may have some varying opinions on certain things, at the end of the day, we really are all on the same team. And when you consider the threats that are out there, we have got to come together, because if we don't, no one is going to win. We are going to head out to a quick break, but I'm going to keep Deborah and Doug in studio, and we'll continue this conversation right after this.